Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm Jonathan Friedman in the studio, and our next guest is Lynn Zagami of Shoebox. Welcome to Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Shoebox? What do you do? I know you were in the legal space. But, intriguing name and intriguing concept.
Yeah. So I am part of the legal space. I refer to myself as a recovered lawyer. And now I serve.
Do you ever really recover from the law?
I'm about as close as one gets. There are degrees of recovery.
You're feeling the weight lifted off?
Yeah. Now that I've done it twice, and now that I am in a company that is really incredible and powerful and in a role that suits me very well, I don't think I'm ever going back. So I will happily tell you what I do all day, which is I am the head of customer success at Shoebox, which means I run our client service team. We are a company that is based here in Boston. We are about 4 years old, and our platform effectively lets startups manage their corporate legal activity from their formation at the very beginning of the inception of that company up through an exit. And what our clients do is they will either incorporate with us, or our client service team will onboard them when they're pretty early stage. And they'll do things like establish their stock plans, issue grants under those plans. They will do early stage financings, hire employees, manage their cap table, all of those things that are sort of fundamental to the corporate activities that these companies do. And Shoebox sits with the company sort of at the center of their universe. And around them is their legal counsel, their stockholders, their investors, their board members, all those other people who care about the success of the company.
So is Shoebox actually providing, so you're providing those services you talked about, formation, incorporation, et cetera. So you're providing legal services.
You don't actually provide them. No,
So you facilitate the Yeah. Help us with how they.
So I actually refer to us as a marriage counselor between the lawyers and their clients. Those relationships, generally speaking, can use a little bit more efficiency, a little bit more transparency. A lot of startups will say they would like to have those relationships be a bit more affordable. And so what we do is we allow these companies to register.
I don't think that's unique to startups,
by the way. No, not at all, right? We've heard that once or twice. So for these companies, they register their counsel on the platform that allows both parties to have access to the same information, right? Nobody's running around with four different sets of whatever the cap table is. People have access to all the same documents. Our clients, the companies can kick off workflows and begin things in the platform and then invite their counsel in to review documents. Everybody, works together and things become more efficient. And we find that it helps our clients feel like they are more savvy consumers of legal services. And the law firms enjoy working that way because it's more efficient for them. Their, clients have a stickier relationship with the firm because they're working together in this technology platform. And it lets the lawyers focus on really high value work, which is what they're trained to do.
Hmm. So really fascinating. So your clients are coming to you to engage you for the platform. And then you're bringing their attorneys along. So you're not actually engaging with the attorneys at all.
No, we have partnerships with two large law firms, so Goodwin Procter and DLA Piper, because those law firms, A, are tech savvy, and B, recognize that their clients, especially in this space, who are running technology companies, wanted to use technology to run their companies, right? They're doing it in a variety of other ways. And, when I was both practicing and then serving in a client service role in a law firm, I would hear these questions from clients. They said, I use technology for everything in my business. Why, when I hit you, my lawyer, am I up against a brick wall? Right? There's no transparency. There's no sort of shared space where we work together and get things done. And then I met the guys at Shoebox and I said, this is the answer to all those questions.
So it's really fascinating. They're really providing an enablement, a platform, if you will, as you talk about the platform to be able to have companies engage with their attorneys. Now, in terms of moving along the continuum of services for a startup, because I guess there is some degree of, A comes before B type of thing.
Yes.
So there's some logical flow to it. Mm-hmm. Is that something that the platform guides the client in? And I guess that's the first part of the question. The second part would be, what happens when the attorney comes back and says, no, we don't want to do it that way? Or does that happen?
So there is a learning curve to it, right? I'm a lawyer, so I can say this and admit it. We as a community of lawyers are not generally the first to adopt new technology, right? We need a little bit more education. We need a little bit more comfort that things are going to work in a way that we want them to.
Conservative bunch.
Exactly, right? So we, particularly us and our client service team, we do a whole lot to make sure that attorneys are comfortable in the platform, that they're well educated about what Shoebox is, what the philosophy underlying it is, how they can be successful with their clients and the platform. And we keep a very close eye on making sure that they look good in front of their clients in that relationship. Right, that they don't ever appear to, you know, not understand how the technology works and sort of how that flow of a company's development happens through the platform. And there are sort of natural kind of progressions to a company getting up and running. And so we've spent a lot of time on the platform side, sort of our product team, to make sure that it's clear to people, you know, these are the things you should be doing first, right? You incorporate, you do what we call post-incorporation. If you're now going to issue shares to people, if you're going to set up a stock plan, if you're going to do a financing, we kind of guide you through those workflows so that you can envision what those first few years in your company look like.
Right. I would imagine, for lack of a better term, you call it workflow, because sort of standardization of processes has to happen in order to work in a technology setting. Otherwise, it's chaos.
Which is
probably the historical what you're trying to solve, which is, you know, creating some sort of transparency for your clients.
Right. And it's also... We picture it as a comprehensive solution, right? Entrepreneurs think in terms of action, right? They go into a technology platform and say, okay, this is the thing I want to get done. Lawyers often think in terms of documents. So we're kind of marrying those two worlds and making them work better. And of course, because we are a technology platform, that workflow has to capture everything that those companies need to do or that their lawyers need to do on behalf of the company. So getting the data about what they're trying to do, preparing the documents, getting documents signed, having them stored in a Shoebox data room, and then using the data from those documents to power other things within the platform, namely our cap table, HR reports, financing reports, et cetera. So there's a whole lot of power behind this system that also has everybody who cares about that company involved in it.
And, one of the challenges, as you talked about, is, you know, what is the most up-to-date cap table? Is there built-in workflow or things that enable you to see that, you know, this is the most recent version versus, the six iterations that I got from my attorney and trying to figure out which is the latest? And I know one of the things that often happens, and I don't think it's unique to the startup world, it's, where are the signed versions? Where are the executed documents?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked this.
Because that seems to me to be one of those things. It's like, well, I produced the shareholder, our shareholder document, our operating agreement, but I don't have an executed version.
That probably is a common where is all the paper occurrence. And why is it in eight different places? So that's actually the question that sort of points at why Shoebox exists. Because our...
See, it's all about softballs on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Thank you. You're making my life so easy. One of our co-founders, Jason Furtado, worked at Endeca for years and developed a close relationship with Steve Papa. And when Endeca sold to Oracle, there were a whole lot of those questions, right? Who has this piece of paper? Why doesn't this document line up to this document? Things needed to be cleaned up. It took longer than it should have, and it was a more complicated transaction than it needed to be. And so following that transaction, when Steve kind of started going around and creating a few different companies from scratch and experienced the exact same relationship with his lawyers, the exact same processes in, say, 2012, 2013, that he had in 1999 when he founded Endeca, he said, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. So he teamed up with Jason and they said, let's go build the thing that will fix this. And so Shoebox was born. And what we do to solve all those problems is all of the data in something like a Shoebox cap table is actually based on documents. So you simply can't have a Shoebox cap table that doesn't line up to the documentation that the company has either executed or in process. So there's simply no way to go into a Shoebox cap table and say, oh, Jane Smith got an ISO for 10,000 shares. We have no documentation to support it, but let's give her a line item on the cap table. If there were a Jane Smith on your cap table in Shoebox, you can sort of expand her entry to see both her grant, the board consent that approved it, any other reference documents like the plan it came out of, an exercise notice if she were to exercise some of those options. All of that backup information is built right in there, which is one of the reasons that lawyers do love us, is effectively it facilitates a diligence exercise right there.
So interesting point that you raise. So using cap tables as an example, it sounds like it's, again, built into the product, if you will. that input, the input variables, yep. is that something that's done by your team or is that something that's done by the client?
So clients run workflows. So our workflows, there's about 50 different things, actions that people can take within the platform. It might be hire an employee, it might be grant shares, might be establish a stock plan, do a round of convertible notes. Clients can run those on behalf of their own company and then ask their lawyers to review those documents, or lawyers can run them on behalf of the company as well.
Okay, so the lawyer gets access to the platform absolutely. As well and becomes an integral part of it.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I have to ask the most straightforward question I should have probably asked up front. I've got my own thoughts as to why. Why okay. Shoebox?
Why am I at that company?
No, why the name of the company? Where does it come from?
Oh, gosh. So
the concept of getting everything fits in a shoebox, nice and pretty, nice and tight?
Or for better or for worse, a lot of entrepreneurs are keeping all of their important legal documents in a shoebox.
I thought that was only accountants that got that. You know, here's the shoebox of the receipts.
Yes. Yeah. when we ask people, okay, you know, when we get prospective clients in and we ask them, okay, who are you working with as your attorney? What sort of stage of development are you in? What do your records look like now? We actually give people an option that effectively they're in a shoebox, and we have people select that option pretty frequently.
Interesting. So you talk to your startups, any particular sectors, any particular audience tailored towards any particular industries, geography, any of the above?
So we've got clients all over the country and actually abroad. A fair amount of them here in Boston, certainly a bunch in Silicon Valley, other sort of startup hubs around the country. There are a lot of technology-based companies that are expecting and hoping to be high growth, right? These are Delaware corporations that are expecting to bring in outside funding and develop a big team that needs to be incentivized with stock options, et cetera, and hopefully is, you know, at some point looking for an exit, right? And that's why we say we will support you from incorporation to exit. That's really the underlying goal of the platform, is to be the operating system for these companies throughout their life cycle.
Very interesting. Fascinating stuff, great stories, and you know, maybe we can create a branch show of all these wonderful startups that you guys are helping to accelerate their growth.
Yeah, there are a lot of really impressive companies on the platform. You know, we've got everybody who, you know, incorporated yesterday up to people like Toast, who, you know, just closed a Series C round for $100 million and are currently supporting about 600 employees on the platform.
So this is a platform that, so they support 600, but they wouldn't necessarily have 600 users.
They have more than that because they have their employees, they have their directors, they have their investors, their entire leadership team, their board, all of those folks. So when you think about the Shoebox ecosystem, right, the 300 or so companies that are on the platform at this moment support about 3,000 individual users.
Interesting. And the model is a subscription model?
Yeah. Okay. So we're SaaS-based. People can go to our website, either incorporate there if they're at that stage, or reach out to our client service team, and we can onboard them. And it's completely web-based and
wonderful. Which brings us to that point in the segment where I allow you to tell our listeners, how do they find you? How do I engage with Shoebox?
Oh, there's so many ways. So our website is shoebox.com, S-H-O-O-B-X. We are on Facebook and Twitter. We actually just launched a Medium channel as well called Outside the Box with a B-X. Because we tend to rely on that. But we're also hosting a conference in November, which is going to be really fun. It's going to be our first annual Shoebox Drive conference for startups. This is effectively our way to say to people, we are providing you the technology to support your business and operate it in an efficient and transparent way. But also we want to provide you the education that you need to make your business successful. So we're going to talk about fundraising, building great teams, working with your lawyer. We'll have educational sessions on how to get things done in Shoebox, and also sessions that are focused on giving people access to investors. And that's November 14th at Hatch Fenway.
Wonderful. Sounds like you guys are developing some innovative approaches towards getting people on board and making them aware of your product offerings, and wish you continued success.
Thanks.
Our guest today has been Lynn Zagami of Shoebox, and we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.